A61A, number 2A.
78.5.
By inference, you could say that, you see. That you can say, here is the science of mind. It is confronted in opposition to spiritualism. You have an antithesis, science of mind, spiritualism. And spiritualism, she says, has no scientific basis. Spiritualism has no scientific basis, nor origin, nor proof, nor power outside the human testimony. So we define really what spiritualism is, but then there is, but this is already spiritual interpretation, huh? Then by interpretation you could say, therefore the other one, the science of mind, therefore must be really the basis, the origin, and the proof of power. Huh? In this way you could already begin to reason, huh? But that's already interpretation, huh? And you have to do it carefully, very carefully.
So
but the, yes?
So there is a fixed rule at this point to bypass the presence.
We felt that to be sure, huh? So that we may not quite know is our interpretation, this is already interpretation, if that interpretation is right, because I can imagine that in this class already we would get quite a few answers. But the other question you were raising also, I would like to answer, said, as we had already power, huh, why don't we see here power again, huh? And therefore see that here mind is characterized by power. Now, this, I would say, don't do that, because the findings which we have up to now are only tentative findings. Don't think that the findings we have written down are correct. They are not all correct. But they were honest investigation. And that's the first thing we have to do. They are honest investigation, but they are not all correct, the one you put down. We have not finished our rules. We have only started, and they have taken now about 15 references out of 3,000. So, can you see how careful? I know, I have gone through that, I know, I just can live and think with you. The emotion one has within oneself to get as many as possible, as quickly as possible, and the more the better. Huh? That's the attitude. The more the better, the quicker the better. You see? But this is dangerous. This is dangerous. Therefore, we have time. You see, you have 700 other reference to go through, and in these 700 references you get solid foundations. So don't hurry with your findings. Rather clear, pure scientific analysis. So actually, after all, you are right, I can say that, but it's already interpretation. All right. So let's just see now, that's the way you could go on. Huh? We stop here by going on with these references, because we could spend nights and nights, you see, only to go through 100. But you have seen that already out of these very few, we have already found 7 rules. Now, in order to find more rules, we don't want to spend another 50 or 100 references until we come to the next rules. Actually, the big rules that have to obey it would only come when we would go through spirit and then through soul. There, actually, we would find then the really important rules that can fox, really, our analysis. And so I take now other references and other things just to get on with the method. For instance, another rule is, that would be 8. That would be 8. Namely, this, that in studying these references, you will come to many statements. We write down the rules afterwards. Huh? I just explain it. In studying the references, you will come to many statements where it is also very clearly shown that the synonymous term is the fact about a counterfeit. That in the statement you have, for instance, that, shall I say, mind is opposed to mortal mind. And so when you come to those statements where it is shown that mind is a fact about its counterfeit, then I would say write those counterfeit out, perhaps on the right hand side of your list in a column. Just make a small column on the right hand side of the page and write in there the counterfeits. We have had various ones, but they were not so conclusive that I wanted to draw your attention to it. We had there, for instance, medicine and hygiene and so on as the counterfeit of the healing mind. I didn't want to put it up. So I would say rule 8 would be make a special list for the fundamental opposites of every synonym, so that at the same time we have a list of ideas of mind, we'll get a list of counterfeits. Yes. Then later on, when you come mostly to principle and then to life, truth and love, when you study those synonymous terms, there you have another difficulty, namely that you will use combinations of the synonymous terms, that you will speak about the divine principle love, that you will speak about life, truth and love, do this and that and the other. That truth, life, and love do this and that and the other. So you have 3 synonymous terms, or 2 synonymous terms, sometimes even 4. Therefore, it's a combination. It's difficult. I would therefore say for an initial study, you should leave out these combinations. Just not regard them. Just skip them. Therefore, rule 9. At first, leave out combinations of 2 or more synonyms. At first, leave out combinations of 2 or more synonyms, like principle love or life, truth and love, etc. Well, you see, we have only taken 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. But always when I have to count, I count in my own language. That's the last thing one learns, to count and calculate in the foreign language. We have only taken 20 references on mind. Only 20, very little. out of over 700. And yet you can see, because we have left out more or less the doubting ones, the speculative ones, even those that may have been right, but we are not quite sure, we have got quite a characteristic list for mind. We have already in it, among others, we have that mind knows, that mind comprehends, that mind is all hearing and all knowing, that it is law and power, that it is creative forms, that it heals, controls, imparts, maintains. Can you hear? We already get quite a good tone of mind. If we would have taken in all those that have been really interpreted into it, we would have a real Russian salad, huh? All mixed up, huh? So, just take time, you see. Sooner or later, you always will meet very clear statements about the synonym, which is clear-cut and nice. But remember, this is not a right list. It may be right to 70% or 80%, because it's absolutely impossible for anyone to get to a right list in its first reading. Why? There are two reasons, or main reasons already. The one is that we have forgotten, or may have forgotten, what synonymous means. Synonymous, as we know, and you have to look up that definition, that must just be engraved in our mind what synonymous means, namely that synonymous terms are those terms which in some part are the same, relate to the same, namely to God, and in another way they differentiate from one another. Therefore, we are looking out only for that part where they differentiate. But the synonyms also have a common denominator. And we have had them already. We had as a common denominator that which does not differentiate but still belongs to the synonym. We had divine, we had infinite. So can you see, we have listed those because they are actually mind, but they are not that which differentiates mind from the other synonymous terms. Can you see that only when we go through spirit and through soul and through principle and through life and through truth and through love, we'll find out, my word, in every one of these synonyms we have always divine and divine and infinite, which is a wonderful finding, because they say these are the terms which all have in common. These are the terms which make them synonymous, because these are the terms that refer to the one God and do not differentiate them. If the seven synonymous terms would have nothing in common, they would not be synonymous. They must have somewhere a field where they overlap. And so, you see now, that only when we have done all the synonyms, we will find that there are ideas there that do not specifically characterize mind, though they are textually written out. And so we have then afterwards to eliminate them. You see, that study is not so simple as you thought. That one just can read sentences and write out words. So is that clear? That the list you make will not be the definite one, the final one. It needs a lot of weeding out and sorting out afterwards. That's the reason for it. Why this method at the beginning may give us wrong results. Let's take the, or go out from the hypothesis that we would not have started with mind, that we would have said, well, let's start with spirit, that's much nicer. Nobody would have said, you are not allowed to do that. It doesn't matter if I start with mind or with spirit, they're all synonymous terms, I have to investigate them. All right. Let's say we would have investigated spirit as the very first thing. And we would have come to page 316. To page 316. And we would have read there about spirit from line 7. And you read that sentence. Now, say, what? Oh, sorry. Truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh. What would have been our finding? Power. Yes? Beg your pardon? Oh, yeah, you see? Now, all the synonyms have power. Actually, you would find later on that she speaks about the power of soul, I guess, yes. The power, I don't know about soul, but the power of life, the power of truth, the power of love, yes. Therefore, would we have to cut out power and eliminate it because it's used with all the synonyms? You see now, huh? You see now, that's not so easy, huh? Why, therefore, do you think, naturally, you know, I've told you that over and over, why does she use here power? Did you hear it? Okay. Flesh is under consideration because it's the opposite of spirit. Now, why should we use spirit? Why not the power of mind over the flesh? What is that reason? Why do we say because spirit is the opposite of the flesh? What is implied with that? Fred? The higher over the lesser, but that we had too with the power of mind, huh? Over the matter, we had that also over, huh? Did you hear it? Oh, then I don't hear anymore very well. Could you hear it, actually? No? You see, you have no and yes, huh? Is it so difficult to speak to a whole class? Now, tell me again, why, because spirit is the opposite of flesh, why that is a reason for using spirit and not power of mind when mind is power? What is then the reason? Why? Specific? Yes? Yes, come on, yeah? Yeah? It's a specific counterfeit, huh? Therefore, an erroneous statement, huh, must be handled through the specific fact about which an error is a lie, huh? Therefore, you have to use spirit no matter if you like it or not, huh? Or perhaps to say no matter if power is mind, you have to use spirit to counteract flesh. Therefore, spirit is primary and power is secondary. In other words, what do we have? We do not have here a pure tone, huh, of power. It is a combination. We have here now not the nature of spirit, but the combination of spirit with mind. Therefore, can you see that when we have these combinations, like power of spirit, that actually she is not talking about power, but she is talking about flesh. Flesh demands spirit for correction. And then because flesh is over spirit, it needs power. So it takes from mind a quality and combines it, and so we come to combinations. And this is really the difficulty in the analysis, that we have a lot of combinations in the text. Actually, I would say more combinations than the pure statements. It is like a book on arithmetic. A book on arithmetic doesn't just always say, here is a 1, here is a 2, here is a 3, and a 4, and a 5, and a 6, and a 7, and an 8, and a 10. And now here is a 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4, and a 5, and a 7, and 10. You see? One may say that once, but then the book begins to calculate, and you get the calculus. A calculus. Meaning that the textbook gives a symphony and not just one melody. It gives the combination of the ideas with other synonymous terms. And there enters in the difficulty of analysis. That's quite true. All right. Now, what is the rule? We come to the rule 10. Well, perhaps we say caution, huh? Caution, huh? Be aware, semicolon. A synonym may be used, in combination with ideas. Characterizing other synonyms. Full stop. In such cases, the ideas used are not intrinsically characteristic for the synonym used. Are not intrinsically characteristic for the synonym used.